No me quiero bañar, no me quiero bañar. Así bonita me voy a quedar.
Holy shit!
Hey, the new introduction to Girl Talk Lab. How's everyone? Just so you guys know, that was our special guest, Stacy.
Hi guys. Hi.
Introduce yourself, Stacy. Yeah. Tell us about yourself.
Me llamo Stacy. Vengo de LA.
Hey.
Thank you. Must be the money.
Oh. Okay, we're writing songs now.
I'm from LA. Tengo 22 años. Hopefully, I'm not making it seem like I'm in a single app or something, you know, trying to get a matchmaker. And I do love to shower. That was just the intro, guys.
On the intro?
Okay, let me clear that up. No. Uso el de gorgeous Bath and Body.
Victoria's Secret? Yeah. All right, cool. She's like, yeah. Oh, that was funny. Oh man, Stacy, that was a good one. Remix.
Estrellita.
I'm a choke.
Oh man. She sounded like one of those streaming makers.
Yeah,
I tried.
That was my goal.
Yeah,
that was my goal.
She
yeah.
sounded like one of them.
Se ocupan un DJ, girl.
Hit up my girl Stacy. Hey. What's your Instagram, Stacy? Shout out your Instagram. Well, I don't know.
My Instagram is Bella and Joy.
Hey.
If not, it's Bella_Joy.
It's one of those.
The one that has a pretty face.
Like, which
one
was prettier?
Don't spit it out.
Girl, you're making me spit out my dreams.
Sorry, girl.
No, it's okay.
Whoa,
that was funny, dude.
Oh my god.
That was funny.
Happy Saturday.
Seriously, happy Saturday.
Right?
Happy Saturday.
Well, hopefully everybody's doing good, you know. Staying home, staying safe. Mm-hmm. You know, keeping
right
the 6 feet. Yeah.
My second home now.
With my sister Star.
I know, eh?
My brother.
Jovan.
Jovan.
She's like, yeah.
I don't want you to choke on that, girl.
Choke on something else.
What do I tell Star about the chile habanero?
What?
Chiquito pero picoso.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, but I think sometimes it never works.
Huh?
Sometimes it never works.
Tell us.
No,
I
don't.
I heard, this is,
I heard.
No personal experiences, but I heard.
You know, I heard too from who we were talking about earlier.
Mm.
Yeah, that she's, you know, pretty much has had it all. And I'm like, yeah, she prefers smaller versus bigger because they know how to work it better. Mm. Versus when it's bigger, they just.
That's true.
No way.
Because they're bigger, I guess their confidence is just there, you know?
It's
versus.
True.
It's true.
It's true.
Oh. No.
All right, Ashley's confirmed. Okay.
Esa, la sister Ashley.
Imagine if this was on video, you guys.
Our reactions, you know, like
the whole. Our videos, yeah.
Y'all can ignore the blender. Y'all can ignore the blender. in the background, we're just making jokes.
The blender.
Oh yeah,
that's margaritas, girl.
Hey, whiskey,
strawberry whiskey.
Yeah. Ignore the noise in the back.
This whole time it was my margaritas, girl.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Round two, no.
Whiskey, girl.
Okay. Oh my god.
Pink whiskeys.
Pink whiskeys. Oh, actually, yeah.
Thank you.
And then I'll get it. Are she
the
one
with her?
No.
No.
Yeah, thank you.
You act like you live far.
Thank you, brother.
I know, but...
Yeah. But you know, this is a bug, you know.
You know.
She acting like she live far. We all live close.
I know. Not even me. You guys live close. The special guest all the way by God knows where.
You gotta move down here. Gotta move down here.
LA?
We're in LA.
By Koreatown?
Damn, girl.
We're not in the heart of LA, girl.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I'm in LA, huh? Los
Cajones, girl. Hey.
Los Cajones.
Sorry, I was born in East LA, so.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
They did, like, a lot of, you know, like, organized.
Yeah.
They're upgrading a lot. That's good.
Yeah. I haven't been there since my grandpa passed, so. Aww. It's been years. I was, like, 2 years old.
Girl, they got some bomb-ass tacos.
Yeah, I go to the troca right there on, I don't know if it's not Cesar Chavez, but it's on a hill. It's by a park. I don't know the street of it.
I think probably like by First or Fourth.
No sé. I really don't know the streets, but there's a park abajo and there's like a public pool and shit like that.
Oh, by First.
Is it that one?
By
Cesar Chavez or something like
by
that?
By Cesar Chavez runs the other side. But yeah. I think you're talking about First. Oh. By Mariachi Plaza.
I think
Plaza
so.
Mariachi.
Probably
I think
around
so.
There.
If y'all know peers or viewers, ¿cómo se dice?
Listeners.
Oh, they.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If y'all know, let us know. If y'all know, let us know. Don't love
them. Oh my god.
She's in the viewers. Andale.
Ya nos ven. Tienen drones.
Where are they going?
Getting
paddled.
Am I being punked?
No. I'm not a shirt, baby.
I'm like, am I being punked? No. Ese burro, oh no, ese burro.
Holy shit. I didn't see it.
I thought it was there.
I'm watching
that.
Is it a piggy bank or is it just like a... I don't even know. My parents just put it on there this morning.
It's so cute.
So cute.
It brings us Cinco de Mayo spirit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That White Claw spirit.
Wow. Hey, they're okay. What? You like them, huh, Cici?
I did.
Yeah.
That's
crazy how, like, we had different taste buds, you know? Like, she likes them, I don't. Like, I just feel, you know.
And that margarita's still there.
Oh,
I really liked it. Probably I wasn't a big fan of, what is that water called? Sorry.
The pier one?
Uh-huh.
Like the,
I wasn't a big fan of it.
Pier?
But
pier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like
a club soda.
Yeah.
The same thing as E?
No, it's different.
It's just regular.
Yeah, it's like carbonated water.
Mm-hmm. No alcohol?
No.
Yeah.
You know those green bottles with the yellow top?
Oh, yes!
Since I've been looking like Mickey's.
She knows what she's talking about. That's House Party 17. Poma 40. Okay.
Okay.
All right, cheers for the little.
Yes, these strawberry whiskeys are so good.
Homemade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn.
Y'all need a bartender? Hit him up. No, hit up Star.
Yeah, DM me. And then hold off for now.
$50?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or cada una.
She's trying to sell some stuff over here.
I know, look at you.
Hustler.
We'll provide bag of chips.
25 cents more.
With some pizza.
With some limon.
You want the yellow ones or the green ones? Mm-hmm.
Dang. Talking about beers, you guys heard that they're going to allow bars and I think restaurants or clubs, I don't know, to serve alcohol on the sidewalks or something.
Or like they're some doing type that at the beach.
What is it? Oh, okay. Tell us.
Yeah, what is at Venice. So they have bars that are open, but you can't go inside. They pretty much just have like a big window, and you just order your drink right there. You just walk.
With the drink?
Yeah.
Like a Vegas vibe, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
That's what I did today, too. Walking around with margaritas.
Hey, guys.
With margaritas?
Oh, yeah.
I want to go.
I can picture people saying, margarita, margarita, margarita.
What the shit?
Seriously.
Yeah. That's what they have them right now. Yeah. I mean, so far, I saw at least like 3 bars open over there. Yeah. You can order food and your drinks, beer, alcohol, whatever.
The music?
No.
Oh.
I mean, inside, yeah, but...
You can't hear it.
You can't hear shit.
I mean, you could always carry your AirPods, girl. Instead of my, the fourth me with you, the music, baby.
Or carry a speaker.
Oh, yeah.
Do your shit.
Boombox, girl.
No! Okay, girl.
Seriously.
Damn, we should go next weekend, girl.
Dude.
Damn. Let's go, Stacey. Let's go, Ashley.
Yeah, pues ahora sí, un domingo sí, por favor.
Un domingo. We should go eat seafood and then go.
We can.
Like San Pedro?
Yeah.
You like seafood, Stacey?
Yeah, si me invitan, caigo.
Pero si no. Like,
from where are you gonna
fall? Where are you falling? Let me know ahead of time. We can catch you.
Like the No Rush challenge where they throw the
pencil?
The brush.
Oh,
the
I know
makeup
which one.
Videos where they throw the brush.
One?
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Damn,
all bad. Like, okay, where's Stacey coming from?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me put mine. Let me put mine.
It's like at my house, like they're redoing the roof. It's 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. Like, they're fucking banging and shit. And I'm like, all right, these motherfuckers fall into the roof. I'm sorry, but I'm not catching you. I'm gonna be laying down, go to my bed. That's cool. Just get out the door and like go back to whatever you're doing. And I'm like, fuck that, dude.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I wanna go to sleep.
Yeah.
I still fell asleep for like another 2 hours.
Yeah. Then you adjust to the noise. You're
like, yeah. I pretty much just zoned it out, and I was like, oh, whatever.
That's dope. I think I wouldn't be able to do that.
I'll
get up mad. I'll just be upset. That'll kill my day. Yeah. But girl, Mexico, they got roosters, girl, starting from 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really,
girl. Imagine
that.
Yup.
Yeah.
I learned to get used to it because of Fonzo's dad. Because he used to drink a lot. Mm-hmm. And when we used to live in Vegas, exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning, just fucking corridos all loud. And you're like... Bro, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and you see his mom, ¡Dáquenle esa chingadera, todos han dormidos! And I'm like,
what?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, down.
But I got used to it.
Yeah.
He tried to give me money one time, and I was like, no. His mom was like, just take it.
Matter of fact, double it up, please.
Yeah. His mom was like, just take it, just take it. And I was like, no, I'm like, I don't want to take it. He's drunk. I'm not going to take his money.
And
I was like, no, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yo, I'll take it then. And she took it. I was like, okay. I was like, that's your husband, so
yeah,
you can do whatever you want.
That's crazy.
That's so funny.
I love drunk people. You know? Especially when they give away money. It's like, okay.
You're my favorite.
Believe it. No.
Oh, shit. Ooh, we need to do a video with Stacey.
You guys will get viewers, girl. Nah, I'm kidding.
Yeah! 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 Con máscara, girl.
I'm kidding. Sin máscara, I can't promise you. I can't promise
Dude.
You.
Oh, she's on the trying to get
viewers. When you go to a beach, YouTube live?
Nah,
dude.
Okay, so back to what we were going to talk about, though, because we lost track.
Yeah. What were we going to talk about?
About your housewives.
Oh, yes.
Oh, housewives. Yeah. So housewives. We posted on our Instagram story, how do you guys feel about, well, what are your thoughts on housewives or stay-at-home moms? Who wants to go first?
Go far.
What was the question again? Pass.
Then how do you feel about housewives, like stay-at-home moms?
How do I feel about stay-at-home moms? Okay. I think, you know, I think it's good if, you know, the person that's a housewife enjoys spending that time with their kids. Mm-hmm. And being able to attend their activities, being able to go to every parent-teacher conference, being able to join like PTAs or those meetings. You know what it's called, PTAs? Yeah. And yeah, like just want to stay home and be taken care of by their spouse and be with their kids. I, like, my mom was a housewife before she like started cleaning houses or whatever. And I saw like how, you know, I was like, oh, like I want to be a housewife too, you know, I want to be able to stay home with the kids, because my mom was always there for us when we were, you know, when my brother and we were little, even up to with junior right now, she's always there, and it's like, that's nice, you know, whether right now when, you know, I was in my previous job and I missed some of me along these recitals, you know, or like, you know, singing or they're dancing or
you
whatever
it is I'm doing. Like the time off?
I remember once I did, but it was for the auditor was there, so it was like, oh, like, you have to be, you know. I'm like, okay, like that's, and me being that good employee, you know, I'm like, I'll be there, you know. Yeah. It's important, I'll be there. But like, you know, like I would like it, but I think I would get bored at some, you know, point where I'm just gonna be like, oh, like I'm going crazy, like let me step out, you know, have my little time. But I mean, if you like it, you know, that's good. You know, if you are a housewife, that's perfectly fine. You know, you enjoy it, that's great. But I think, yeah, like for me, I don't think I would be able to do it for long term. You know, like be forever a housewife. I need to have something on the side.
A little hustle.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my thought on it.
Okay, Stacey.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. So I'm like, well, based on the housewife, you know. What if they don't have kids? Sorry, it's because I heard you just talking to like people that, I mean, wives that have kids, but what if they don't have kids? What are your thoughts on that? Sorry, I just got lost.
No, it's true though.
It's true.
It's true. You know, if you have kids, I'm like, wait, what if you don't have
kids? I was thinking, you know, because I have kids, I'm thinking about kids. Okay, so if you don't have kids, dang.
See, like,
that.
I don't have kids. So how
does that make you? Actually, that would be good for you.
Yeah. For me, hell no, I need to do something. I'll get bored. I get frustrated. Like, just, I mean, there's a certain extent too where you can be home and be like, okay, you know, my man got everything. Cool, you know, so you're sitting there like, what do I do?
But what if, like, he gives you money to, like, oh, go play golf, go, like, he pampers you.
Go to the spa.
Yeah.
And that's a different story. Yeah.
So, like, every day he has you, like, here, go do something.
Like, doing different things?
Yeah.
Then, I don't know. I mean, I think that'll be good.
Because then
it would be like a good thing, Instead of me being home, fucking being like a sushi, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like a fucking maid. Nah, I'm good. I think it would be good, though.
Yeah.
Instead of just doing the same thing over and over every day. I don't mind. I
would. Because then, you would get, like, depression, though.
Or anxiety.
I think so. Like, I know girls who it's like, yeah, like, no kids, and it's like, yeah, like, I get depression. Like, they've been depressed, anxiety, and it's like, dang, I don't know, I feel bad, I don't know.
But at the same time, you're like, can't do anything because my friends are working.
Oh.
Yeah. What do I do?
It's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regardless of them. Yeah. Well, if I was a housewife, I'll straight talk my man all the time. That'd be my activity. I'll be like, where you at? And then he tells me that he's somewhere else. I'll be like, why are you lying? I'm right here. 10 feet away from you. That would be my hobby.
I'm right behind you. Turn around.
I'll be like, ¿a dónde andas, mi amor? Te voy a dejar un lonchecito. McDonald's, girl. Okay. That's it, girl. Yeah, don't worry, I made it with love.
Oh my god.
Man. I mean, me being honest, with or without kids, I'll probably have my kids in the back while I stalk his ass. But other than that, no, But I probably would. Why not? Yeah. Hey. And then if my homegirl is at work and she's having problems, don't worry, I got you. Give me a
damn.
Hey,
Chelera. Where's Where's my phone?
Seriously. I'll probably start my own business right there without even knowing. Hell yeah. Not getting
up. Yeah, there you go. Private investigator. Hit up.
Bella underscore.
Bella underscore. Joy or Joy underscore Bella or Bella Joy.
Bella Joy something.
One, the cute one.
Okay. Hey, have you ever like, talking about that, like, have you ever done anything where
it's sociopathic?
Like, you know, where you, like, I don't know, like, not stalk someone, but, you know, like,
you know, like, find something?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean, like?
Like, go through your man's phone or something?
No, because we all do that.
Uh-huh. Find something,
you know? We, like, but, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, find something that you wouldn't find, like, on the phone. Or, like, you know? Like, whether it's, like, for a friend or, like, yourself.
Oh, yeah, girl! I did! My man went to Six Flags with his co-workers. And then, look at all
I
want to
hear this.
I know.
So,
did we all?
So he went to Six Flags with his co-workers and I was okay with it, and it was something new to both of us because I was used to him working alone in a warehouse. So it was a whole different thing, and you know, like, I wasn't used to like the whole multi-gender and you know, like, everybody being there. But he did go to Six Flags, and I called him when he was on his way. He told me he was by Elysian Park, which is by the Dodger Stadium. So I was like, okay, you know, I mean, you kind of estimate the minutes, like from there to home is like 25 minutes or so with traffic. So when I give him a call again later on, I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm still here. There's traffic. And I'm like, oh, okay. So what I did, I hanged
take
up.
Notes.
Yeah, everybody take notes. I went and I went by the by his job's parking lot. So I kind of looked around where the car was parked because in this example, he had a car. And he didn't take his car. They went on a van or truck.
Okay.
So, yeah, I parked by his car. I wasn't too close where he's going to recognize my vehicle, but I wasn't that far where I'm not going to be able to see him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I parked there with, you know,
with my kids.
So, yeah, so, no. And then he got off the car, and then I seen him going to his car, and he had told me that que estaba todavía en traffic. So when I seen him walking with his guy co-worker, I got out of the car pissed. And I was like, I thought you were still in traffic. He's like, no, 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 no. We just got here, but I was going to go drop him off. And I was like, well, this way get for line. So I hit his front of the, I think it's called bumper.
Yeah.
I got him, and I was like, don't you ever lie to me. And I don't know, because it was kind of like messed up already a little bit. So I broke it. And then his first work is like, it's fine, dog. I don't need a ride, dog. And then I was like, take him home. And I left to my car. I was like, don't you ever lie to me. I mean, I did feel bad after. Yeah, I just got upset because I'm like, dude, where you like? You could have been like, yeah, my cork is going to need a ride and I'm going to take him home. I would have been okay, but dude, don't lie about traffic. Like, we know traffic.
How'd you break it though? Did you kick it with your car?
No, with my foot. Because it was already loose.
It was already loose. It was talking to him in the freeway. She's going to fuck you up.
But hurry up.
And then yeah, I got mad and like I hit it, se cayó más cuando. And then I was like, don't you ever lie to me. Damn. And then yeah, his homie got like friend, sorry. His friend got upset and he's like, oh no, don't take me home. It's fine, I'll walk it, I'll walk it.
Oh, and then I was like,
yeah, he got upset and I was like, no, no, no. I was like, take his ass home. I'll wait for you and dolls. And yeah, I just told him, don't lie to me or else you're gonna go through the embarrassment again.
Damn, they see you down.
Girl, it's like I could do it. Nah.
Like,
I wanna be like, well, a lot of stuff happened, you know. They closed down the street. There was no traffic, they closed it down. Had to find an alternative route. But yeah, that's the only time that like over the phone that probably I would say like, wait, I was like, no, something's up. Let me I mean that's the only time I felt like it was kinda psycho. And poor guy, like, yeah, when he'll see me at like his job, he'll kinda like just open his eyes wide open and like,
oh shit, she's there again.
Not her. Oh my god, like, what are you? Mama,
you didn't come get me. She came back.
He's like, he's over there. He's like, he went to my man, he's over there. Yeah, but I mean, I think that's one of the craziest things that I ever done. And honestly, if I could go back, I would change it because I feel bad, you know? Because the image of myself, too, you know? It's like, I never even met the co-worker. That's the image of me. It's like, yeah, and I don't want them to think like that.
Remember we did that?
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah, dude.
But they didn't fucking see us. We're literally
like Grand Panama.
Yeah. And she was like on her phone, turning on the lights, everything, and not once they fucking noticed us. Yeah.
So you guys' boyfriends are close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends.
Oh.
Yeah. And they go out, when we go out, they go out.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And we had gotten back from like a strip club or something, and they were like, oh, they're gonna head to like a bikini bar.
Yeah. And we're like, all right.
So then.
So we pulled up.
But why? What made you guys want to pull up though? Because it was too much fun. Or you guys were like, nah, let's go have some fun. Like, let's go, you know.
I guess we just wanted to see what they were doing.
Yeah, we were like, oh, okay, we're done with our stuff. Like, let's see where they're at, you know? Yeah. Oh, and then because we were supposed to pick them up, no?
Yeah.
Like, after the
whole.
Yeah, so we're like, we have time to, like, literally an hour or two to, like,
might just as well go and to see, kill, you know? Yeah.
Keep an eye on
it. Yeah, and then we're just standing there waiting for their Uber to get there. They're
and we're literally just, like, sitting there just watching.
Like, in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't even notice we were there. We're like, okay.
And what happened? They left.
They went to the Uber, they left, and then they called us talking about, oh, come pick us up here, you know, like, get tanto. All right, cool, we're going.
They passed the test.
That's crazy.
And until this day, like.
But that's what, I mean, sometimes you gotta, you know, sometimes you have to probably go out of your way and, you know, just to be like, okay. If they don't think I'm here, I'm here.
Nah. You think I don't see everything, but I see it. Oh, and I hear it.
Yeah, that's not what you were wearing earlier. Where the fuck is your clothes at?
That button wasn't like that.
It's missing a button. Where's that?
Like that one song, let me smell your dick.
Oh, we're done?
What?
What?
No, I only heard like my pussy. I don't know what songs you've been listening to.
Seriously.
Well, it's a song. It says, let me smell your dick.
If anybody's heard that song, who says smell your dick?
I know it's a song.
Are you sure?
Was it a meme?
A meme?
No, I know it's a song.
Dude, that's so funny.
Where am I going?
Damn, you're down, Stacy.
You too, Laura.
It's because, look, why do they have to lie?
Yeah, right?
It's like, it's okay to just say, like, don't give me a reason to come out of character.
Yeah.
You know? But men don't understand that. They still think. Like, oh, yeah. You're
I feel like sometimes they like to be treated like children.
Yes, dude.
You
like,
know what's
shit.
Funny, though? Because the guys at my job, because the majority of us are all women there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
There's only 4 men there. The rest are women. The two downstairs, they like to say that women are so dramatic.
Oh.
And we tell them, don't say that shit because you're gonna start an argument. Yeah. And we're gonna, you know, we're gonna win this fucking argument because we're all women. But no, women are dramatic. They're psycho. Let's take it down.
Girl, what you say? What you say?
I literally just responded because we have a group chat with, it's like 4 girls and then 3 guys at work. So we pretty much just like joke around all day, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they were talking about girls being dramatic and I was like, let me step out of this conversation. I go, because the last time I had this conversation with a certain someone here, they got butthurt and I still laughed at them because they got butthurt. I was like, and I'm not trying to go to that situation again. I'm like, because if it does get there again, it's gonna go a step further that I don't want it to go to. I'm like, but if you guys wanna go there, let me know. I'm ready.
I'm gonna
be on the phone with the patient and be talking shit to you guys at the same time. So just let me know.
Down.
And they're like, no, Ashley, no, we're cool. Like, you know.
Ashley had her notes written down. Like, let me elaborate on this. No, that's high five.
Yeah, because I'm just like, dude, what the fuck? Like, don't be attacking us. Like, the hell?
Yeah.
Like, because I like to have my hair short. Like, right now, this is as long as I've had it. And one time, one of the guys was like, oh, we're talking about haircuts and whatnot. And he told me, oh, look at you looking like Dora the Explorer with you, right? Mm. And I was like, I'd rather look like that than coming to work with a neck full of hickeys. I'm like, and look unprofessional. I'm like, you know, quote unquote, you're trying to hide it with a fucking turtleneck, bitch. I'm like, I was like, what's up with that? So then, like, maybe like an hour later, he sent me a message like by himself, and he's like, "Fuck you!" He's like, "You're fucking sarcastic," and I was like, "Don't get mad, fool." I'm like, I already told you, I grew up with fools, I grew up with guys, I can handle this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't like it, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm like, but don't step to me that way, and I won't step to you that way. I'm like, from now on, stay in your lane, I'll stay in mine. But if you literally cross. Like not even just curbside that shit a little bit, we're gonna have an issue. Yeah. And ever since that, we've been cool.
Damn, that's crazy though.
But yeah. I was like, I didn't
say cool. I can't wait for this fucking corona to be over so we can like,
hey, let's go to Texas.
So we can wait, so where were they?
Over there, yeah.
Wait, so nobody's infected?
Over there, everything's open.
Oh.
Like they opened all the bars.
Girl, wasn't it there where they were fighting at Ross?
It's in Vegas.
Oh,
it was in Vegas.
Everything happens at Texas. Sorry, yeah.
No, it was in
Sorry,
Vegas.
Texas.
Yeah. Sorry, Texas.
My sincere apology.
I didn't see that video.
Yeah.
Dude, like,
they showed it to me, my sister.
They even fought like outside, like where they were making line, and they even fought inside.
They fought? Who fought?
In Ross.
Oh,
Ross.
Oh, yeah, the videos you saw?
Yeah.
No, but they were. They're open?
No, it wasn't here. It was in Vegas.
Those fights were in Vegas?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some Jerry Springer shit, dude.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, seriously.
Why were they
like,
fighting though?
I don't know.
I know. It never really said, huh? Mm-hmm. You always saw the video then?
Yeah, I saw the video. I was trying to get the discounts. That's my shirt. It's an extra small, but it won't fit me, but I'm going to get it anyway.
That's crazy. Damn. I didn't get to see them.
They also did a shooting at the swap meet over there.
No way.
Yeah. In Vegas.
Oh,
Yeah.
Girl,
and my boyfriend's parents, they go to that swap meet too. And I showed them the video and I was like, I don't know about all this. Yeah. I'm like,
why did they do a shootout? What happened?
They don't have money. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people lost jobs and, you know, some people can't afford to get the help that, you know, that I guess the president is providing. That sucks. That's what I'm scared of. That's why when a lot of people be posting, like, their money or, like, what they bought, I'll be like, be careful, you know, because you never know who's watching, you know, and people in need, they're willing to do anything.
Hey, for real.
I have a guy on Instagram that does that.
Yeah.
But he shows, like, nothing, just stacks of hundreds.
Just the stimulus checks, girl.
Nah. Yeah.
One for each kid.
Seriously, dude. No, yeah. He'll just show envelopes of just like bring stacks and stacks. And I'm like
even more.
And every time I see it, I'm like, why are you flossing that, you know? Because
right now it's a crisis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just feel like it's the worst time, you know? Like, if you want to prevent danger, people being like...
That's true, though.
I mean, probably because I live in the ghetto. I kind of, you know, it's like they'll break into cars, you know? But imagine now, like, flossing and...
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, yeah.
We'll see.
And people will find your location.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like, post where you be your buying your coffee, girl, they'll find that.
Yeah?
I mean, coffee is not bad, but I mean, probably if you post a coach, you know, package or, you know, like, probably they'll be like, oh, okay, girl, let me track you.
Give me your iced and your pan.
Pan de dulce.
But it's a white one. I like it.
It's a brownie.
I don't know, they're trying to steal my concha. I'd be like, nah, baby.
Concha?
No.
I'm going to get you. Oh.
No.
Sorry.
Let me lick you real quick. Yeah. Shit. That's every time my parents buy pan dulce. And like, if anybody eats up the white concha, I'm going to have a bitch right now. So
yeah.
Don't eat it.
The white conchas are the best.
Yeah, they are.
I love conchas, but I mean, it's not like the preferably I'll eat.
Really? The white ones? Oh my god. Lord, what do you like?
I don't discriminate. All kind of flavors. All right, I think the chocolate one.
Really?
I like the white one.
No. I like the white one. The yellow, pink. I'm just like, what the heck is going on?
The yellow, yeah.
I'm just like, wait, qué pasó aquí? But I respect it. But yeah, the original traditionals, which is chocolate and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I'll go.
The other day, me and Dominic were watching a YouTube video of how to make homemade conchas.
No,
it's
easy.
Yeah. It looks pretty easy.
Yeah.
You need to have all the ingredients. They looked bomb. Like, our mouths were watering. Aww. He's like, mommy, can you make that?
Aww.
I was like, we shall try one day, but down.
Yeah, dude. That'd be cool to learn, you know, and
make your own bread.
Hell yeah, girl. Be ready for work the next day with that coffee.
For real.
I'm just trying to learn how to make pupusas, dude.
Hey.
Me too. I love pupusas. Sorry, I'm looking at my ponytail and it hurts me bad.
Yours doesn't hurt, actually?
I don't put
I can't do ponytails like that long. Like, it hurts.
I don't put it that tight this way.
You don't?
No.
Is it
My it looks tight, which is good. It looks tight.
Oh, it's just so good.
It's that typical, like, oh, it like it. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, man. But it's not tight, so it's not that bad.
Rub that scalp.
Is she like that? Open, no?
Huh? The sex shops?
The sex shop.
I know. Have you been?
No, I'm scared.
Let's go. Let's try.
You guys haven't been to the sex shop?
No.
It's open?
I don't think
they're considering essentials. But probably
be aware that if you go in there, you'll see a lot of things that you're gonna be like, what the fuck, how do you use this?
I think my I'm not scared, but I'll just feel like weird if there's men and they look at me like kind of funny, like, no dude, I did not come in here trying to look for dick, I'm trying to I just feel like they'll take it like that, and I'll be like, oh.
No, you know, you'll be surprised the times I've gone there, the men are just all by like the porn videos.
Yeah,
really? Like so into looking at to find, and they'll take stacks.
No way.
Like, okay. But yeah, they don't look. No, like, the guys are not looking at you weird. And the girls that I've seen walked in, they walk in so quick, grab their, like, literally it's like,
in and out.
Yeah, no. Not there, like, really? Looking, like, oh, what's this? Yeah, I'm taking my time, you know? Yeah, but sure. Everyone, like, girls are just in and out, and the guys are by the porn.
He's like, oh, let me go to Spencer's. And in my mind, I never gone all the way in. So I was like, all right, they have, like, you know, like, stuff. It's inappropriate, but not too much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when we went in there and he started walking around the store, I was like, oh, no, let me go outside real quick with these kids. Because, that's his titties. And I was like, they're bigger than mine.
Those are my kids. They're right here.
I was like, no. Shit. I thought it was, like, a hot topic. But, you know, when that's, like, something exotic, girl. I'm like, no. It's cool.
I thought so too at first.
Yeah.
And then I went to the back and I was like, okay.
This is like a whole Vegas style.
Seriously, I was like, damn, it goes from like punk rock to shirts and whatnot, and then big ass dildos and whatnot.
Butt plugs.
Yeah.
This is where am I at?
Your anal beads, and you're like,
oh god.
All right. Yeah. I guess.
That's a Jerry Springer there.
Yeah. No, but sex stores are completely different from that.
Yeah. The question is, are they considered essential?
I don't think so.
Who wants to look it up?
Did you guys see when the Amazon
Prime?
Yeah, when they were protesting and the guy or the girl that she was talking and she's like, dildos are not considered essential.
Yeah.
Because they had a lot of orders for dildos.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Girl.
When the lockdown first happened. That's why you gotta say prepared. Ahead of time.
Have a little vibrator hidden.
Hell yeah.
A little jackrabbit.
Girl, you need it at work, you know?
What? You giving your person a pen. You like my new pen? Dude, especially because where we work, we get obsessed with pens.
Yeah, girl.
The vibrating pennies.
Yeah, if you see it in your
I'm just putting the volume up on my phone. Hold on.
Let me go into the restroom right quick.
I'll be back. Hold on. I gotta go pee.
No, imagine, can I take my ten?
Oh, shit.
After a good looking customer comes in, can I take my ten? Dang, girl.
Oh, shit.
Don't mind the music if you hear something.
In the bathroom.
Wait, is it essential? No, it didn't say. It just says they're open in Florida.
They're essential over there? What the fuck?
I think Florida kind of open.
Florida
and Texas.
And everything is opening up except us.
Yeah, girl.
I know.
Los castigaron.
Pretty much.
Los castigaron. Yeah. It's true, dude. Because people out here in LA, they don't listen.
Fuck. No, pues no te in downtown, girl. The whole hood was out, girl. In downtown, the whole downtown. Yeah. All in about.
Fuck. That sucks.
Let's take a round trip. They're like $20 right now.
Yeah. Round trip to Florida and go to
Canada. Cancel COVID. Come back.
Well, you risk it. I mean, my like, a lot of people are traveling here though for her because I don't know where they're close, but they're traveling. I'm just like, dang. Yeah.
They're traveling? What do you mean? Wait, wait, what?
Like, you know how hair salons, they're open?
Mm-hmm.
So people are traveling from other states that they're still close to come here to cut their hairs.
No way.
Yeah. I'm not sure where they're close, but I know I've seen it somewhere in like a Snapchat.
But I think only by appointments only, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like by appointments on like the hair salon.
No, but people are traveling from other states. They're still in lockdown.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people trying to reserve Airbnbs for like the summer.
Wait, what's
to,
that?
Those people that rent their houses.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like in Atlanta, Georgia, to go spend like the summer over there because everything's like pretty much open over
open
there
over
too.
There, huh?
So people are looking to go live. Yeah. I'm like, all right, bye, leave California so it's less people.
Yeah.
But you know?
Yeah. It's true.
But yeah.
They're ready.
It's fucking crazy, though.
They're ready over there, girl.
Yeah, huh?
They're trying to catch the Rona.
Trying to eat the oranges, girl.
they're trying to catch the Rona, too.
Stacey's fucking funny.
Hey, girl, talk loud with Stacey.
Oh, hey.
See, we do the OnlyFans account or like Girl Talk Lab After Hours?
Dude,
hey, Stacey.
Okay, pues. Cuando guste.
Ah,
una vez al mes.
Ah, sí, sí.
Oh my god, you guys. Naturally, so let me ver si sex stores are considered central California.
Hold on. Stacey, you were going to bring up something right now.
So, are sex stores essentials?
Essentials.
Are they open?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to remain open? Wait, are they even open?
I'm like, wait, are they even open?
I know, are they?
That was the whole investigation.
Ashley, no. All right. Oh, I don't know. I was
looking
at something else.
Oh,
she got caught
up
on the website.
Let me get out real quick.
Investigaciones.
911. Hold on. No, I don't know. I wasn't looking. No? I won't lie.
I don't know. I think so. I don't. Well, I don't know. I have a friend that I went to school with, and she works at the sex shop in Silmar.
Uh-huh.
And okay. They're open.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They're open? She'd be posting. Yeah.
Yeah. We should go check it out on Monday.
They have more on that sale.
Oh, good.
25% off.
Woo! False advertisement, y'all. 50% off.
Take the whole store.
Buy one, get one free. Hey!
You're gonna see Star Wars like five of them.
I guess.
Yeah,
different sizes, just to see.
I wanna just try
testing,
them out.
Testing.
They have like so many
different.
And she's gonna be bumping that song, Small Dicks.
Oh yeah!
Did you find it?
I did. Oh, yeah. What? You guys haven't heard of it?
No.
Like, watch.
You spend too much time on the internet.
No, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of it.
She spends too much time on the internet, Evelyn.
Oh shit.
On Pandora, girl.
Spotify. Is it on there?
Oh!
Y'all heard that?
No me quiero.
No me gusta el shampoo.
No me gusta el alcohol. No me gusta el alcohol. Sober me quiero.
Nadie. Nadie. Dude.
Laura's like, I don't know, you must be talking for yourself, girl.
Turn.
We're about to call you a man.
Turn up like a Tuesday, girl.
I know.
Walking.
Turn up like a Tuesday, girl.
Bring Katie with you.
Oh, yeah. Bring the kids.
Yeah, hasta la tía vengo, girl. Hippity hop. But did he find the song?
I did.
I see little lyrics there.
I did find it. I found it.
Oh,
I don't think she wants to play with her brother.
Okay.
Javon, cover yours, please.
Earmuffs.
PG-13.
Hold up, okay, hold up.
Oh, that's awesome.
He made him go away.
he just chuckled as he walked into it.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my god.
By the way, we don't owe the copyrights to this song, just FYI.
Like a remix.
Yeah. I'll be with Bad Bunny in it.
Yeah, dude.
Did Jerry tell you about that time that we went to the club at 54 in Pasadena?
No.
It was the first time we went there.
Who, Bad Bunny?
Remember?
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys?
We went in like, there.
All of them.
It was like, first of all, it was too crowded. It was just too much. No more. No arm length, or nothing. Yeah. So we went to the second floor, and we're literally just dancing. Some fool was like trying to be all up on her, and I was like, oh, you know, pinche chaparrito, wey.
He looks like the guy from Fedora.
Yeah, he looked like the guy from the 90 Day Fiance, the one that is like a thumb.
Oh god.
We turn around. Well, I turn around. There's like some dude like with his hand all up in some girl's like. Coochie.
Straight up.
Straight up just fingering her.
Is that legal?
I don't know. He just takes out his hand and just
Babe,
you want to smell it?
Oh, God.
You want to lick it?
Mm-hmm.
She said, let me smell your dick.
Dang.
Yeah. Literally.
Dude, I remember, I saw that. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, that's disgusting.
In Pasadena?
Yeah.
I would expect that, like, probably downtown.
Right?
Hollywood.
Yeah. Ever since then, we have not
come back. No
one left
right
quick. We're like, fuck that. What happens at Club 69 stays at 69. What is it called?
54.
Oh, girl. I was like,
what are you talking about?
What's
that, your mom?
Okay, daddy.
She's like, I'm home.
She's like, I can't wait to get home. At 45, girl, stays at 45.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy though. It
went that far.
69.
I said 54.
How many more numbers does she have?
She got a little too much, bro. Hold on.
That's crazy.
14 numbers?
Yeah.
About?
I don't think I've ever seen something like that crazy. No, I really
haven't. That was
fucking wild. Yeah, probably at a strip club, they offered me a job if I wanted to get pregnant and sell my baby, which was scary.
What?
No.
Wait, what?
Like, when I used to work at Footfulness,
uh-huh.
Back like in 2012, for my birthday, they took me to the strip club in downtown, my coworkers. And I went to the restroom, and I don't know, she thought I worked there. I wouldn't assume I would work there, you know, but...
You're like, I'm not dressed like you.
But some lady approached me in the restroom. She's like, oh, you know, like, here's a business card in case you want to get pregnant and sell the baby.
Why?
Yeah, and I got scared. Like, I feel like, I mean, I wasn't harassed, but I felt like harassed, like, oh, like, why would you think that, you know? Why would you offer that? Did I investigate? No. Did I look back on it? No. It was scary.
Dude.
I think that's why I'm scared of straight clubs, you know? Cause it's, yeah. And it was like woman dancing, you know?
What?
I mean, that's the craziest thing I experienced or saw, you know? Probably it's not even at a club, but it was at a straight club.
Damn. Probably like the sex pedophiles and stuff.
Oh god, I hope not.
Or like, black markets?
The organs.
That's why I'm like,
the black market stuff?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I was so scared.
That's scary.
I was like, they're gonna try to take me thinking I'm 16, girl.
No.
I mean,
just because I'm bald.
Yeah.
First of all.
Oh shit. Laura.
That was like the craziest experience. Girl, I'm 22, girl.
There you go. See?
Girl, I'm 22. I was born 1992, girl, but I'm still 22. Shoot. Girl, honestly, when they be asking my real age, like, let's say it's like, you know, has to do something like with very serious, I'll be like, that's a good question. Girl, because I always say I'm 22, but
I'll. Like, but I'm not.
But I'm not. Let me go back.
But you're not, right?
Wait, what year are you guys?
I'm 91.
How old are you?
29.
So I'm 20. I'm going to be 28 this year. Girl, dang! I could be asking around, like what year? Like, wait, what year are you? 92, right? How old are you? Okay, I'm that age.
Yeah, I'm 29.
But I'm always lying about my age, so I forget.
They don't believe me when I say I'm 29.
I know.
Girl, you don't look 29.
You do not look 29.
Shit.
No. Well, yeah, my fucking, my boss in Calabasas, he thought I was like 19 for like 3 years.
Dang.
I was like, damn,
you're 19 right now. You're 19 right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
For you, sir, I will be.
Happy 19th birthday, sir.
Okay.
Like 3 years in a row.
Okay. I guess I'm 19 again. Okay, so
for you, I will be some.
Shit. It's crazy because like, even to this day, they tell me, how old are you? Guess. Oh, you're like 22. Hell no, add a little bit more normal to that shit. We'll go from there.
Yeah, you look like 20. I will honestly.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. You look really young.
I still get ID'd. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, vamos. ¿Dónde llévame?
Yeah,
dude. I heard myself in the
chair.
I heard myself in the chair. I was like, this thing is my high, girl.
You're making fun of me with my chair. That's what happened.
Sorry. You okay?
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that one show?
Which one?
Oh, I forgot the name. Shoot. Comes out on Hulu?
Oh, which one?
They were red and then white.
Oh, I've seen like the commercial and stuff, but I...
No, it's crazy.
Yeah. What's it about?
Like women in captivity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they...
I've seen it, but I never watched it.
Like if they have money there and power and if, you know... Probably they were in a relationship where somebody else was married and they broken up or something. They're like bad, no? Like they don't count. I don't know. It's a trip, but it's cool. I mean, it's catchy.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't watch it with the kids though. There's some little sexual stuff there.
Oh, shit. Rated R.
That's what it was. Because I started watching that Nicki Jam one on Netflix.
Oh, girl. No, I stopped. Is it in the trailer when they're having sex? Girl,
yeah. I was like no.
Oh,
me and my sister were watching in the kitchen on the iPad. God. And then we're like, okay, you know, it looks interesting, whatever, right? And all of a sudden, you just see them smashing, and my dad walks in, and we're like,
oh my God,
stop it, bro. We're like, sorry, dad. And he's like, está mirando. I'm like, it's a movie. And I was like, awkward.
Oh, okay.
He's like,
se llama porno.
Yeah. I was like, talking about get the savage, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. This is America. I was like, I'm sorry, Dad. I was like, oh shit. My sisters looked at me. She's like, and I was like, oh no.
It's always embarrassing, dude.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable watching stuff like
that. No.
My parents, my in-laws, or your aunts, uncles, like that.
Yeah?
No. Every time we see something like that, when I'm with my nephews, they just start laughing. Aww. And I'm like, And I'm like, I know. I'm like, you're 15, I already know. I'm like, you're 15, the other one's 12, I know. Yeah. I'm like, ask me whatever you want, I'll give it to you. You know? Yeah.
Well, that's good, you know, sometimes they need that.
Yeah, I mean, tell them.
A lot of people don't educate their kids, even though they're kind of scared. They don't want to, oh, girl, that's my dad. And they stop real quick now.
You're like,
let me get back to it.
Sure, let me turn.
You even saw her neck.
Don't break your neck.
Exercise, girl. The hula hoop. Tranqui, everybody. Tranqui.
No, Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
No.
X-Files, girl.
Exile.
Oh, yeah, I feel like sometimes we get kind of scared to introduce, like, children or, you know, like, in general to, like, how sex works.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. Oh, my God.
I don't think there's ever, like, an age where you feel like, oh, it's appropriate to have. Yeah, we're, like, I don't know. We already did. Yeah, we had to.
But I think now, like, in this time...
Technology,
yeah.
Girl. Like, TikTok, we having some crazy shit, girl.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't... growing up so fast.
I don't have TikTok, my niece makes videos, but it's linked to her mom's phone, so through her mom's phone, she can make TikToks. Uh-huh. So, my daughter is like, I want a TikTok, and she had downloaded it because she has her little thumbprint there, and the code is EZ000. You know, so she just put in the code, and she downloaded the app, and, you know, I helped her to, like old dance, and I think it was music, I forgot, and food, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm mistaken, but, yeah, I just know for sure it was dance. And they were showing some inappropriate stuff, you know? And that was because I was seeing. I was like, oh, you know what? This is not for you. Let me erase it. She's like, oh, okay.
Oh, dang.
But yeah, but I thought it was a kid's app the whole time. I thought it was like, for kids to dance, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, they were showing, like...
Like, probably stuff that's not appropriate for them. Like, probably some dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And just like, no. Probably not sexual.
But, like...
But it was inappropriate, Like, probably drinking or... You know, other stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, yeah,
sure.
That's like, you don't want your kids...
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I seen.
Damn, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know. We're straight up with our nephews. Yeah, like, we're straight up. Like, if you want to know shit, we'll tell you. And they get embarrassed because we're all women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we don't care. Like, we wiped your ass, we cleaned you, we showered you, whatever. Like, we seen it all. Just, if you want to ask, ask. If you don't want to ask your dad, so be it. I'm like, we'll try to give you as much information we can. I'm like,
but that's good.
Yeah, it's better for it to come from the parents than...
That's true.
Like, TikTok, YouTube, friends at school. So when Vlad had the talk with Dominic, he told him, like, at the end, he's like, the only thing we ask is you don't go... when you go back to school, like, you don't go sharing this information with your, like, mates. With your mates.
With
your classmates. Okay, I'm British.
Okay. All right.
Here I come. Give me a London boy. Yeah. Like that song. Oh, yeah. He told them, like, don't go sharing this with, like, your classmates and your friends because you don't know if their parents want them to know yet, you know? And kids ask or you'll hear because he's told us, like, oh, yeah, I heard, you know, so-and-so say something about sex. So then that's why he asked, like, well, what's sex? And it's like, okay. But yeah, we told him, like, no, like, don't, if your friends ask you, like, hey, do you know what sex is? Or have your parents talked to you about it? You just tell them, like, oh, ask your parents. Like, you know, like, don't. Yeah. Because you don't want them to.
It's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in fourth grade, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, dude.
They taught us, like, they saw whatever in seventh grade. Health class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, medical.
Middle school.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. But it's the same thing, everything they see. Well, they see with parents consider without, because sometimes we let them, or we want to let them try, like, you know, new things are coming up, we're being hyped about, and then it's just like, oh, sure, like, what are we watching, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
just keeping an eye.
Mm-hmm.
On everything.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so how do you guys feel about Housewife?
Oh yeah.
Going back to the main topic. Hold your horses. I know.
I don't know. I don't know if I did it.
You didn't respond.
Oh,
you
didn't. No.
No.
I couldn't be a housewife or, you know, stay at home mom. I would have to be doing something.
You school girl.
You're fine. Yeah, but no, I probably couldn't. Only because I need to be, like, getting my own money. Like, I can't.
No?
Just depend on, no. It's just,
So, let's just say if you weren't working, like, probably you kept, you know, you graduated from school, you finished school, and you have this person, you know? That's willing to take care of you?
Yeah.
Do you think things would have gone a different route?
Like, I was 18, for example? Like
youngster, So you're not used to, you know, you're not used to the whole routine that you had, or or have, you know, like you know how you have your ways of doing everything already? We're already used to it.
Probably not, because my senior year I checked myself out once I turned 18 because I wanted to work. Like that was I was like, I don't wanna be in school, like I'd rather go work. And my mom was like, okay, I'm like, well, I'm 18, so either you guys come and do it or like I'm already 18, so I'll just check myself out. And she's like, you know, my parents were like, fine, so I did. And right away I started working.
School is not
your
thing.
Huh?
School is not
like. No. That's like, if I have to go back, you know, for whatever reason, I would. But if I can learn things on my own,
why not?
I wouldn't, you know?
That makes sense. And I got me thinking, I was like, probably if I wasn't used to a routine, probably I think I would be a housewife, but then I think I'll get, like, I would want to learn something new, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to feel productive. I don't know. Probably at home you're being productive too, but I don't know.
But it's not. Even, like, after I had Dom, like, once I was, once I had Dom, I didn't work for, like, the first year, because it was so hard to get a job, and I hated that shit, dude. Like, I hated it so bad. As much as I love my son, but I just, I couldn't be home all day. So I would go help my aunt and my grandma to swami. At least, you know? Yeah. So, okay, at least I have my money. I don't have to depend on him. Or, like, the last thing I wanted for any man to really say, like, oh, she's
going to
live
this. Yeah.
Money.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like, no. And there was a meme that I saw today where it said, like, I'm building my own table for my kids so they don't have to go, begging to sit on someone at someone else's table or having people bossing them around. And it's like, that's true. Like, you know, you start building for your kids, your grandkids, your grand-grandkids, you know?
And we have to.
That's
a crazy topic though, huh? I wonder what would parents say, like, you know, like home parents, like what would your mom say, like, you know, like, did she ever get tired of it? Would she, like, do the things the same?
Yeah.
Wait for her kids to grow up? That's crazy. Like,
asking OG. Like, I asked my mom, and she tells me, she's like, if it wasn't because I'm sick, like, I'd still be working. And I'm like, okay, yeah, because she was working throughout her entire pregnancy with me, my sister, after she had my sister, but then she got sick, so, okay, you can't work anymore. And so, yeah. She's like, if I could, she's like, yeah, I would. I'm like,
that's good.
So, I don't know.
That's good.
Probably, I think people would still probably do things the same or kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Because at the end, everybody needs a distraction.
Yeah, that's true.
Ya se apagó?
No,
it's still on, girl.
I don't want to go over the minute.
No, because I started a new one.
Another segment. I don't know if this is like.
Should
you want to
go over the minutes? Call me at 9,
all right?
Call me after 9.
Oh, you guys remember that?
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Call me after 9.
The free calls.
Oh,
but,
for real, huh? Even text messages?
Yeah, text messages.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Your
little signatures?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the way at the bottom. I don't.
Mine said cranky.
Cranky?
Whoever I was with.
I see. Oh, yeah, like the typical. Like,
I think mine was like cutie pie. And then, like, with the little, like, heart, like the little, like,
And the three?
Yeah, like, you know, like, yeah.
The little pack, man.
Old school.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
I know, and when they used to call like house phones, you know, and your parents would answer, hi. That would be my mom. No vive aquí. I'll be like, hey, mom.
Yes, I do. She said, call me back. Let me go live with you. I didn't know this.
Dude. No la conozco de mamá.
Would they ever pick up the phone? My parent, well, my mom would do it all the time. She would pick up the phone, like, from that we had in the kitchen to here, and out of nowhere, it's like, Ken! It's like,
so I'll call you back.
Oh my god!
Like,
I'm gonna call your dad.
No!
Oh, shit! No, no. I was like, no, please!
I promise I'll be good.
That was so good.
That never happened to you, though?
No, from what I remember.
Dude, I'm losing my freaking memory. I'm losing. I'm losing my high school memory.
We would always figure out a way, huh?
Hell yeah. Have you guys ever snuck anyone into your house while your parents are in your house?
No.
I knew not to mess with that woman, girl. She'll get down.
I never done that.
Did I? I did one. It was my best friend, my ex-best friend. Yeah. And she was dating this guy and he wanted to see her so bad. And he was like, look, I'm outside Laura's house. It's me and my friend, like, let us in. And we were like, dude, it's like fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. And at that time, my parents were remodeling the inside of the house. Oh. So, like, the floor, everything was covered in the plastic paper.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know that it's, like, with one movement, like, you can hear it.
Yeah.
And after she was like, come on, like, can I just see him? And I was like, all right, whatever, fine. So, I opened the window because my window, the room that I had, the window's out into the street like this. So, yeah, they just creeped up and they fucking jumped in. And it was noisy, but my parents just thought, like, oh, the girls are probably awake, and
yeah,
like 5 minutes, and then yeah, they left.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And after I was like, dude, then yeah, a couple minutes later, my mom knocked, like, están bien, están despiertas? And they're like, yeah, we're just hanging out. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I have fucking adventures, dude.
I don't have balls to do that shit.
No.
I just got used to getting in trouble, getting suspended, and whatnot.
Oh, shit. I know. Have you guys ever gotten suspended?
No, I was just gonna tell
you. Ashley's like, yeah, right here.
It's happened more than, no, it's happened like 5 times.
Dang. 5 times?
Baddie.
I know. Baddie,
you're going baddie, say it.
I got homeschooled.
Yeah. That's crazy, girl. I was too scared of my mom. That pozole, girl. She didn't care if we were out in the street. Like, she'll be mad.
Damn.
Yeah, she'll
too down. Your mom's down.
Yeah, she's too down. Too down, girl. That's what I'm like. Yeah. I'm like, my kids should be girlfriend like
that.
But I'm not,
because. Yeah.
I'll feel bad for them. They're like, oh. Oh, no.
She's bringing them a shoe with the cuchara.
Girl, like, because we lived in an apartment, so my mom would go running after me, like, the floors, and I'll go off the way. Yeah, girl. Like, I'll make a run.
Oh, you working out today, mom?
I made it to the third floor.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, girl, shit, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah, good. That was bad.
That's what I'm saying. But I'll make it. That's crazy. Oh, my phone's on.
All these kids are lucky that we can even like smack them because everybody be recording it. Can't even pinch them, girl.
I know.
Yeah.
What's to my teacher?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Tell her, I'll beat her ass too.
I'll beat her ass. Tell her to get in line.
Tell her to come at me one more time.
That's so funny.
I'm over here eating like it's my house and shit. Like,
girl, look at this. Remember what my dad said? You're a casa.
Who are you?
Yeah, I like that.
Wait, what?
I mean, casa. Oh, what
was yours?
I thought it was yours, so I was like, damn, Laura, you're thirsty. You need a lot of water.
You're thirsty. Thirsty.
It's mine.
The White Claw's okay. I mean,
I never tasted them. I'm just happy it doesn't taste like
An IPA.
Like what?
An IPA. Lagunitas?
All those beers?
I don't know which ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which ones taste terrible. They taste like...
I don't like beer, so like... I don't like beer either. The only beer that I actually ever drank was the Dos Equis.
Oh, Dos Equis. That's it.
Other than that, don't give me no modelo con mi ronda.
I like micheladas.
I can't do that. Either.
I cannot do beer by itself, but I like micheladas. Yeah.
I
can take like 3 sips of michelada and that's it. Like, oh, can't board of it.
Even if I get that really
pineapple melon.
Even if I
get that
really good. Too much chile.
I can't.
The Clamato
throws it off
for
me. Like,
oh, no,
it's because I think because I'm saying my sister made me one time, I was like, fuck it, I'll try it. But she put too much Clamato. And to top it off, I don't like tomato.
Yeah.
So,
it's a no-no.
Yeah, so I was like, and I just like took one sip and I was like, you can have it back.
Oh, God.
And I was like,
this ain't for me.
Nah. Like,
damn.
She's like, you don't like it? I was like, no, bitch, I don't like it.
What I do like as well is the Malibu. Yeah. Yeah. Mixed with pineapple.
Yeah. 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 That's our dream.
Yeah. That's what I do like. See, it's like drinks like that, or I don't know what it's called, but it's called something Malibu. It's a blue drink. No, wait, am I tripping? No, I just said that drink, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's called something else.
Adios,
no, adios, no, no.
Don't you talk about it. Adios.
No, I want to say hello, no, adios.
Hey.
No,
adios.
I don't know what it's called, but it's a blue drink. It's kind of like the adios, but it's not too strong. It has Malibu in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Probably they just put, like, put coffee, for all I know.
That's
how
we drink every time we go to
Altamont.
Yes!
Oh, I can't wait. I'm telling you.
Stop. Yeah, open up. Soon.
If y'all know a spot.
Tell me.
Undercover.
On the low low.
On the low low.
On the low low.
Please let us know. It will show.
Oh, that's so
good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have anything else to say? We definitely need to have you back, Stacey.
Yes, Stacey.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Pero me
yes. Oh my God, this was so much fun.
I know.
So much laughter. Yeah.
Thank you guys for inviting me.
Yeah. Yes, you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be yours instead of Superman, Superwoman.
Aye.
No, Amber Riders, who's his name?
Yeah, no, Brown Boy.
Oh, there you go, Brown Boy.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that song.
I can be your Superwoman.
Okay,
Stacey. Vamos a hablar todos.
She can be your private investigator,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes.
Hit her up, girls.
Yeah. Si no se quieren mañana. Si no se quieren mañana. Por favor, no me llame.
She'll break your bumper.
Yes, dude.
Break your round?
Nah. Break your round? Dude. That's so funny.
She'll break your bumper? Not for sure.
Yes. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah.
You'll be back for sure, though.
No,
yeah.
For
sure. All right, cool.
See you for sure.
Bye.
All right.
Ashley,
stop. I'm good. Yes, I'm good.
Lashley knows you said hello.
All right.
To let her know for sure. About the, you know, underground? Nah. Any underground parties?
Let us know. Hit us up. Girl talk live.
Yes.
Stay home, y'all.
Wow. The fuck?
But we do want to thank you for, you know, stopping by today and being on our episode. It's so much fun. I can't wait to do it again.
I know. Me too.
And yeah, I hope everyone stays safe and we will see you guys next time.
Yes. Or
not see you, but you know
what I mean.
They know what we mean. Listeners know what's up. All right, bye.
Bye.